Hello, Pumpkin. Well, of course I'm going to call you Pumpkin. It's nearly All Hallows' Eve. The best time of the year, you know. Oh, well, of course, come in, come in. You like the decorations around the shop? Just added the finishing touches earlier this week. I wanted it to feel sufficiently whimsical, yet spooky. The fuzzy little spider over by the cauldron, right over there, is my favorite. He's got just the cutest little toothy smile, and I think it's absolutely charming. Can I get you anything, by the way? Water? Tea? If you'd like, I actually just made a fresh batch of cookies straight out of the oven. The perks of having my storefront connected to my house. Oh, well, if you change your mind, just let me know. I always say that the best kind of business with my patrons comes from making them feel right at home. Especially when my customers are as cute as you are, Pumpkin. Oh, but of course, I've just been prattling on. I've been told I have a habit of being a bit of a chatterbox. Do forgive me, cutie. I suppose I'm just pleased. I don't get too many customers around this time of year. Can you believe that? You would think my cozy little shop would be full of people once the fright season approaches, but even in this modern world, it seems society is still wary of a practicing witch. Do non-magic folk think All Hallows' Eve will suddenly cause my skin to turn green and bestow upon me a penchant for cursing the general public? It's preposterous, really. Real witches may not view non-magicals favorably as a whole, but most covens prefer to stick to their own devices instead of wreaking havoc on other races. We even commonly serve to manage points of neutrality for other magical creatures, did you know? I blame your moving pictures for the misconceptions. Or movies, as they are so quaintly referred to now. But I digress. How can I help you, dear? In the market for charms, incense, crystals? My particular affinity is for protection magic. I actually make my own collection of jewelry out of crystals and precious stones. They're warded with protection spells that are quite useful around this time of year. And these particular stones you see here, the smooth, flat ones, are marked with runes that bolster things such as good fortune, strength, emotional stability. No? Well, perhaps, considering the nature of the upcoming day, you're more interested in the devious items I have to offer. I have a cute little collection of bottled fright spells, great for both pranking purposes and for expediting a haunted house setup. I'll even throw in a special Hallows Eve discount. Not these either. A difficult customer to read. Ah, I know. A cutie like you must have a lover doting on their every need. Of course, surely the only screams you plan to hear this Hallows Eve are those emanating from the bedroom. Completely understandable. I usually only sell these around Valentine's Day, but I'm happy to let you browse my aphrodisiac potions. They each have varying levels of strength, and I can guarantee from personal testing that they work incredibly well. Oh, sweetheart, what's the matter? You look so pale. I apologize. I didn't think I had said anything that would upset you. I'll stop running my mouth now so you can get a word in edgewise without me talking circles around you making assumptions. Take your time, love. I'm in no rush tonight. A potion to relieve emotional pain, you mean? I see. I apologize. I do not sell these here. Well, yes, it is true that this is a real potion that, hypothetically, I am capable of concocting. But to do so, and to go as far as to purposefully give it to anyone at all, it's a tricky type of potion. It doesn't discriminate between emotions. When one is numbed, others may be repressed as well. As a result, especially in the case of overuse, you're left with a shell of a person. No, I do not mess with this kind of addictive magic. While not necessarily illegal, I find it greatly immoral. I'm sorry. I did not mean for my words to incite tears. Oh, you poor thing. Your heart is under great duress, isn't it? I don't know how I didn't see it within you the moment you walked in. Come here, darling. Shh, it's all right. I've been told I give wonderful hugs. Just lean against me for a moment and let me stroke your back. Shh, there, there, sweetie. It's all right. A little better. Now, you don't have to tell me about what you're going through. It's not my business, and I acknowledge that, so I won't pry if that's what you wish. But if you would like to talk about it, I am happy to listen without any judgment. Oh, honey. Your partner left you last Hallow's Eve. I see. I'm truly, sincerely sorry. Most especially, I am sorry for speaking so inconsiderately earlier, even if it was unintentional on my part. Perhaps it is not my place to speak on this matter, as there are details I'm sure I'm not privy to. However, when I first opened this shop, it wasn't easy for me. Not only because of non-magical's inherent distrust. My coven considered me a sellout for willingly providing magical resources and remedies to those not of our kind. And while the former High Witch deemed that there were no laws forbidding me to pursue this line of work, I was excommunicated from my coven and labeled as a pariah. Unanimously, in fact. That stung for quite a while. I saw them as my cherished friends and family, and every single one of them refused to listen to my ideas. They turned their backs on me, even though I tried to convince them of my good intentions. I'd foolishly hoped that my coven would rally behind me, and that with their support we could change public opinion about us. It took a long time for me to admit to my naivete, and I was tangled in the throes of loss for many years. I know it is a slightly different scenario than yours, but I suppose I simply want to let you know that I understand where you're coming from. I know it feels like your pain is a lonely void that will swallow up any joy and hope lingering within you. There's no grief like that of one you trust implicitly, exiting your life as though they were never there to begin with. Everything you feel, dear one, is valid. It's different for everyone. Some people are able to just bounce back quick as you please, but for others, it does take time. And there is no shame in that. But if you were to remove the pain you feel completely, the absence of grief presents a great risk of becoming a husk. And I will not be the instrument of doing such a thing to anyone. Least of all, someone with so much life still ahead of them. It is a very cruel fate, and I do not wish that on you. It gets better. I know that sounds like a tired, cliché phrase, and perhaps it is not what you want to hear. I have lived a long, long time, dear one, much longer than I'm sure you realize. A lifespan of centuries, as a matter of fact. Even with the amount of years I've been gifted by the magic that resides within me, my experience of suffering from my less-than-pleasant life events remains marked upon me, in so many ways, and always will. To say otherwise is untrue. But experiencing that grief naturally, letting it run its course, will benefit you more in the long run than the alternative. Grief, you see, has a way of fading, because that is the nature of time. There is a natural healing magic in time, you see. You wake up after days, weeks, months of aching and feeling like nothing can replace the gaping hole in your chest, and you just are suddenly able to breathe again, like the pressure has lessened. With even more time, that pressure will recede further until it's a bittersweet hum left within you. It doesn't seem like it right now, but I promise you, this will pass, and you will be all the stronger for it. The most important thing I want you to remember, you are enough. It doesn't matter if I don't know the details of what happened, and I don't need to. You are worthy of being loved. You are not damaged goods. Okay? I'm glad you don't take offense to me saying all this. It's not my intention to overstep, really. Chin up, sweet thing. Let me wipe those tears off your cheeks. There. You are so lovely. It'll be all right. Maybe not right now, but it will be. I'm not what you expected from a witch. How so? Because I'm nice and pretty and haven't tried to turn you into a toad. Oh, you're so cute. I'm flattered, sweetheart. As special as that makes me feel, there are many others of my kind, most coven outcasts like me, who share my disposition. We don't all lack empathy towards non-magicals or see ourselves as the superior race. Look, I won't give you quite what you came here for, but I want you to take this charm necklace. It won't cure you of your grief, but if it ever gets to all be too much, hold it tight within your grasp, and it will serve as a soothing balm on your soul. Here. No need to pay for it, love. I insist. It's the least I can do. Additionally, I have a proposition for you, and I don't want you to feel pressured to accept. Absolutely, tell me no if the idea isn't to your liking, and I will acquiesce immediately. Sometimes, for me, a good way to take my mind off a previous lover has been to take another lover, even if only briefly. It would be one way to feel something different for a moment, something nice. And it's not like I would get nothing out of such an encounter. I've made it no secret that I find you to be very pretty, and I would be pleased to do this for you. Perhaps you might prefer a treat over a trick this Hallows Eve, You're surprised. Why? Did you think my pet names and compliments were just playful teasing? Or is it because I'm being so forthright? Sweet one, I've lived too long to beat around the bush about this. Sex is nothing to be ashamed of. It is a natural, beautiful thing, most especially between two women. Oh? You thought I looked straight? And what, pray tell, does straight look like to you? It's all right, I take no offense. I am decidedly not a lover of men. I've been with many women in my life, and they've all left my care quite satisfied. I see. You didn't think someone like me would take notice of you in such a way. I would be blind not to see how lovely you are, both on the outside and the inside. My powers and my extended lifespan don't make me immune to experiencing desire. If you think a long life can staunch a sexual appetite, you should meet a vampire. Well, it's up to you. I don't offer this lightly. It may very well be just the one encounter, but I don't intend for it to be entirely meaningless. If this is amenable to you, I promise I would take the utmost care of you during our time together, ensure your comfort at every step, and above all, if you temporarily entrust them to me, I will be gentle with both your heart and your soul. So, how about it, Pumpkin? I was hoping you would say yes. Wait here while I put up the close sign. It was getting nearer to closing anyway. Besides, I don't think anyone else was coming in tonight. I'm certainly not losing out on any business. There are more pressing concerns at the moment. If you'd like, you can take a little bit of one of my personal aphrodisiac potions. Even just a drop will enhance the experience for you. Trust me. You're surprisingly adventurous. I like that. Follow me, love. And here is my room. Very convenient for my store to be attached to my house, don't you agree? Are you nervous, sweetheart? Don't be. I intend to take very good care of you. May I kiss you? Don't worry. We can take this as slowly as you'd like. I'm in no hurry. What is it, cutie? You have something you want to ask me. All right, then, let's hear it. Oh, you want to call me mommy? No, don't blush. It's all right. I'm not laughing at you. I was just surprised. You may call me whatever you wish, if it makes you feel good. I admit, I actually quite enjoy being referred to as such. Would you like me to refer to myself as mommy as well? Because I can. All right, then. Lest we forget, where is it? Ah, here, my aphrodisiac. I haven't had a reason to take any in a while. Here, just a sip is all you need. Any more than that may be a little too intense for you. Good girl. It's going to act very quickly, so be ready. I can already feel it working. Go ahead and take your clothes off of me, sweetheart. I'll remove mine as well if it makes you feel less embarrassed. Of course they're gone just like that. Did you forget I'm a witch? I could deprive you of your clothing just as quickly with my magic, but I enjoy watching my lovers bare themselves for me. Enjoying the view, baby. I see you're quite taken with my breasts. You still have to remove your undergarments, so don't get too distracted. You are stunning. Truly. I'm not just saying that. Lay back on the bed for me, my darling. You can touch me if you'd like. Don't be shy. I suppose I'm unsurprised you go straight for my breasts. Kneading and squeezing them like that. Oh, that feels very nice. Oh, I'm very... My nipples are very sensitive, baby. Pinching them like that is... You really like mommy's breast, don't you? I was intending to solely focus on pleasuring you tonight, you know? But if you like playing with my boobs as much, who am I to tell you no? Oh, keep going. Suck on my nipples. Oh, my goodness. Oh, your mouth feels amazing. Oh, you're making mommy feel so good. Oh, yes. Oh, let me just twine my fingers through your hair. Oh, fuck. Oh, this turns me on so much. I can't stop my hips from moving. Can you feel how wet you've made me, cutie? Do you feel my arousal getting all over your leg? Oh, you started sucking with renewed fervor. Oh, gods, you really needed this, didn't you, sweetheart? I can tell you've been very pent up. Keep going. It won't take that much more for me to come. I'm just so sensitive. Don't stop, baby girl. I'm coming, I'm coming. Oh, my God. Oh, wow. I suppose I really needed that, too. I forgot just how much nipple play affects me. You are such a good, sweet girl for making me orgasm so hard. Don't think I've forgotten my plans for you. I'm going to make you see stars, baby girl. Lay back. I want your head on the pillow for this. Goodness. I just can't get over how beautiful you are. How anyone could give you up, I simply can't fathom. Let me just kiss your chin and your neck and work my way down to your breasts. They're really very lovely. I suppose I can return the favor and taste them. Would you like that? You make such pretty sounds, cutie. I can feel you shifting below me. Getting impatient, love. Don't worry. I won't keep you waiting much longer. You've gotten so wet. Cute. Can I eat you out? Just relax. I told you, I want you to feel comfortable. And what better way to do so than by giving you some tender, loving care where you most need it, If at any point you would like me to stop, please let me know and I will stop without question. This is about you, not me. Now, with that settled, let mommy make you feel good. You taste delicious, sweet girl. Listen to the sounds you're making. Absolutely perfect. Does it feel nice when I lick you right here? Yes. You're positively drenched. I take it you like my aphrodisiac then. Triples every pleasurable sensation. What a darling, sweet thing you are. You deserve to be treated like a princess. Your clit is so swollen, just begging for me to suck on it. Your cries are music to my ears. Baby. You're starting to tremble. Are you close, cutie? Oh, just look at you. You're going to come so hard for me, aren't you? Do it, baby girl. Mommy wants you to come for her. You don't have to hold back anything, not with me. Come on, sweetheart. You're almost there. Just a little more, that's it. Oh, you're doing so well, love. Come for me. Come for me. Yeah, that's it. Come on. Gorgeous. You coming undone was like a work of art. You might feel out of sorts for a moment thanks to the potion, so take it easy, okay? Do you feel a little lighter now, honey? I hope I could take some of the heaviness out of your heart, even if only for a little while. It's getting fairly late, and you seem exhausted. If you want, you can spend the night here. Don't feel pressured, of course. If you choose to leave, I can definitely place a few spells on you to safeguard you from any wandering ghouls and banshees. Whatever you're more comfortable with. I admit, I was hoping you would say that. Get some sleep, dear one. In the morning, if you'd like, we can engage in a few more bedroom activities. I might even involve some magical tricks and items I've acquired over the years. I've been quite interested to try out a certain enchanted strap-on that allows its wearer to feel everything as though it were real. But that can be a discussion for the morning. Thank you for allowing me to take care of you, Pumpkin. I had a great time. Sleep well, dear.